You might have recently heard the term supermoon thrown around. These moons seem to be in vogue with the media because of their size and brightness, but are these supermoons really that special? NASA Ambassador Patrick Wiggins doesn't think we should get our hopes up.
Don't expect them to look that much different than a regular full moon.
So what makes a supermoon? Well, the moon orbits the Earth in an elliptical fashion, but its orbit isn't completely circular.
There's parts of it that are closer and parts of it that are further away.
At some points on its ovular trip around our fair planet, the moon is 50,000 kilometers closer than at its farthest point. This close point is called the perigee.
If we just happen to have the moon closest at the same time that it's full, some people have taken to calling it a supermoon.
Supermoons can be 14% larger than average and 30% brighter. But as Wiggins says, 14% isn't that big of a difference, and distinguishing a normal moon and a supermoon may be more difficult than a lot of the hype makes it out to be.
The so-called supermoon is a little closer, and it's a little bigger and a little brighter. But to the normal person just walking down the street, I really don't think they'd notice the difference.
If you think you can tell the difference, you're in luck. Supermoons are everywhere this summer. According to NASA, perigee moons happen about every 13 months or so. However, the next three full moons will be considered super this year. The full moons on July 12th and September 9th will fall on the same day as our planet's silver satellite passes the perigee point. August 10th's moon will become full within 1 hour of passing the near-Earth point, making it possibly more spectacular, if you can tell the difference. If you can't, Wiggins says, you can always howl at the moon.